side.
Welcome to episode 83.
Wow.
That's impressive. Of all joking aside, this is a very special episode because Daryl doesn't have the faintest idea what we're talking about today. But
I can do this reason, even when there's a topic, I still don't know what I'm talking
about. That's a good point. But for a change, you didn't pre-make a list.
Okay. Be sure not to understand this. Okay. Yeah.
But what we're talking about today, generically speaking,
okay,
is birthdays. Because this is Daryl's birthday week. And this, in fact, in just 2 days, it will be Daryl's. May I? Yes, because you've mentioned it before.
Give the year, too, so they know in years to come.
67th birthday. What's important about this is Daryl's birthday is June 8th. My birthday is September 8th. So this marks the three-month period where Daryl is actually 2 years older than I am instead of one. It is the most important 3 months of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
What a giving gift you just gave me. The year, by the way, this is 2023 we're in. I'm saying that because I know these podcasts will just go on.
Oh, that's
on
true.
Forever.
They go on forever. That's right. Yeah. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daryl. Happy birthday to you. Mm. And maybe one and a half more.
I really wanted a stripper.
Surprise. She's here. She just refuses to come on screen.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you pick that up? That's incredible. That is amazing. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
But we are. We're talking about birthdays today.
Yeah.
So you're 67 or coming up. When people are seeing this, you'll have turned 67. So how you feel?
You know something I don't.
My heart. So many things.
I feel great. I got my little aches and pains and things like that. But overall, I feel good. I'm being retired. I kill a lot of time. But now I kill a lot of time without getting paid for it. Before I used to get killed a lot of time at somebody else's expense. So yeah, it's amazing. As we talked about here on podcast, we've talked privately, talked to a lot of other people. When you get to a certain age, time seems to accelerate.
Incredibly so.
It's just amazing. So the fact that I know I've got less years and way less years in front of me than I had before me. That I've already lived. Let me say that again. Okay. See?
Forget it.
I'm senile too. Throw it all together. Yeah.
I remember the good old days when Daryl could form a sentence.
Yeah. What is it? This is an intervention, isn't it?
It's an interesting thing. I mean, the way we look at birthdays as we get older. I mean, personally speaking, you know me, I love a good birthday party and I love a good surprise birthday party.
Right.
This is it, buddy. This is this is your big surprise birthday party.
The surprise is that there is no surprise. How surprising.
And I probably will always love that until, it gets to be that point when, your friends and relatives say, a surprise party might be a dangerous thing.
Yeah. you get the nurse coming. She hands you something. She says, "Go ahead and gum this."
But it's I still enjoy birthdays. I mean, I don't. I know a lot of people say I don't even want to think about my birthday anymore. I haven't gotten to that point. I enjoy my birthday
too. It's nice. It's a day dedicated to you.
It is a personal holiday.
So you got two more days to go. What things you got put together for me, bud?
Enjoy this.
You'll give me an advanced copy of your edited version. That'll be my present.
I, Daryl is going to be going out with my wife and I, and hopefully Jackie, on Sunday night. And I have already offered to pay for his dinner. I've also told him he was not allowed to choose where we were going to eat, because I know better.
I don't know if we should say online or offline, but you may be getting just me for the bargain. We have a baby coming up on the way here in the Northern Oregon.
Not Daryl's.
Not mine. No. And we have Aunt Jackie is on standby, and I think there's a chance that she may be vamoosing.
I see.
Yeah. So you're it.
Even more of a celebration.
Will you cradle and rock me?
Sure.
Okay. Sure.
I will not change your diaper, though.
Oh, damn.
But it's always nice. What was your, do you have a memory of a really good surprise birthday for you?
I have a lot of them, but Jackie has given me lots of wonderful surprises.
And Jackie is an incredible gift giver.
She, the biggest one, I don't think it was a surprise. It was the one where she had the whole roar and snore at the San Diego Zoo. We stayed overnight.
In my mind.
Yeah, and she paid for, God bless her, a bunch of our friends and family to come and be with me. I don't remember if that was a surprise or not. It probably was. But anyway, and it was a lot of fun. So we were near the elephant compound, and we heard them throughout the evening. We all had spent the day together. So that was a very, very nice gift. But I'll tell you something interesting about recollections of things. There's one party that I recall for my 8th birthday, and I just bringing it up here because I can, that's the first one I actually have a firm memory of something special. And that was a place, my mom threw a party for me called the Choo Choo. And the Choo Choo was a restaurant where you would go ahead and have your order brought to you by a little train that came out of the kitchen with the plates on the back. And
seriously?
Yeah. And the train would stop right in front of where you are. This is, as you know, again, a little boy. So I had my little friends there, and you're sitting at the counter. It was not at the tables, sitting at the counter. So the party actually was such that the train would come around and it would dump off the food there. And that, so for some reason that sticks with me, you know, I don't know why, but
that's a cool place. That's a great idea.
It was a really cool place. And kind of sad though, the restaurant was destroyed when they actually had a real train come through the place. They built it on a track. No, but I do remember that. Isn't that funny? But so I
that's
had the
very cool
the Roaring Snore, and I know we've gone to Magic Castle, and she's thrown other surprise parties for me. So yeah, I just have this conglomerate memory of all kinds of fun things over throughout my life. But
I think the only time I've had several surprise parties, surprise parties, I'm doing air quotes right now, thrown for me. For the most part, I've known at least that something big was happening. You know, I mean, it's kind of hard to throw a surprise party for someone you live with, right?
Right, right.
I think the only time that I was truly surprised, truly surprised, and you were there, you were a part of it, of course, was, I guess it was for my 60th.
Okay.
Was the boat my 60th birthday? I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was great, because it's so important when you get things that are meant to throw you off, not to show your immense disappointment. because you know, I was blindfolded. My wife stuck me in the car, and I was blindfolded, which is dangerous because I was driving. but I was the passenger. I was blindfolded, and she drove me around, and she took me down to Newport Beach, and Daryl and Jackie met us at a restaurant there and for drinks. Right. And I thought, well, isn't this exciting? This is lovely. Not that I don't love spending time with Daryl and Jackie, but we do it a lot. So it's not really particularly a special event to do that.
Yeah.
And so I thought, oh, okay. And then after the drinks, I had to put my blindfold on again. I went, oh, okay, here it is. Here's the big thing. And they walked me down to the dock, which was terrifying, by the way, because the dock moves. It's floating on the water, and I'm blindfolded.
Right.
Damn. And we got in a gondola, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But still a little underwhelming. But we had some, you know, champagne, I think, and some fruit and cheese and crackers and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, yeah, it was fun. We were like sailing around Newport Harbor. And then this big yacht comes by, and the big party going on, people dressed up really nice. You know, we were all super casual. And I thought, oh, boy, there someone knows how to throw a party. And I looked up there, and I thought, I know a lot of those people. What is going on? And we all pulled to the side, to a dock, and we got on the yacht. And there was music and a beautiful spread of food and people from all parts of my life.
Quite a few people.
And there was a bit of a roast for me. And it was a lot of fun. We just kind of sailed around Newport Harbor on that beautiful, beautiful boat. And that they even managed to have my tuxedo dropped off on the boat. So that
we all changed
clothes.
We all changed clothes. How did I hide my clothes to change into?
I don't know.
Maybe Kaisa had them all on the ship or something. I don't remember. Yeah. That's interesting. Maybe.
But it was a very nice party, and it was a huge surprise. It was even more of a surprise when I realized it was all put on the credit card. And we were going to be paying it off for the next 3.5 years. But it was well worth it. It was a great party.
I was a little disappointed because she had planned on having us go on the little tender boat to the yacht. And I had actually a vat of quick drying cement that I wanted you to step into. I figure we were on the dock. And I figure, you know, it would be a nice send off for you. Have a nice birthday. And as you plummeted down below the seas, I would have had a whole boatload of beautiful people to party with. But no, you had to be there. That was a fun day. I remember that.
It was very cool. It was fun. And it literally was the only real total surprise I've ever had. You know, I've thrown a few. I think I've thrown some very good surprise parties.
You have.
But they're fun. I think a surprise party is a lot of fun. And it's a great way to celebrate a birthday.
Now tell everybody about the other boat trip you went on that I planned for you. The party boat.
Oh, the jazz cruise.
Or yeah, I was all excited about this special gift.
Daryl, it was really such a sweet idea. He had booked the four of us onto this basically a booze cruise thing, you know, around the harbor once again.
Right.
But it was billed as a jazz cruise, I think.
I can't remember.
And, you know, there are many kinds of jazz that I like, but this was like just really off the side jazz, like the kind of jazz that has no sense of a tune or anything. And it was just kind of blaring music throughout the whole thing and really terrible food from what I remember. It was like
food,
like crappy little, not
food
even
wasn't
little
good.
Herbs, like the cheese
people,
platters. And...
Yeah. And the people on the cruise were kind of obnoxious. Actually, my first clue that it may not be a good evening was it was not a jazz cruise. It was called the White Noise Cruise.
it it was very, very odd. And from what I remember, it was like we felt like we were held captive because we were on this cruise. It was like we were ready to get off in maybe a half hour, and we were stuck there for 4 hours. It was like, oh, please take us back.
It was loud. It was not obnoxious, and we had a lot of laughs about it.
But we did. It was good fodder.
Good fodder.
Excellent fodder.
And when it was over, we all were kind of wishing we had those last 3 hours back to our lives. Added back in.
Now, here's a question for you, because we said, your birthday is beginning of June.
Right.
Mine's beginning of September.
Okay.
I know that mine was always a terrible place in the year as a child to have a birthday, because I was just getting back to school. And, you know, each year, of course, you're meeting new people and everything. It was a terrible time for me to have a birthday as a child, because there was never any time to plan something. Mm-hmm. Where school friends might be involved, you know?
Right, right.
But you, on the other hand, came at the end of the school year. It must have been a really good time to have a birthday as a kid. That's my theory.
Yeah, yeah. I think my mom held off with my father because she...
What a thoughtful woman.
She said that, you know, the gifts that would come at that particular time of year would be really probably a lot, worth a lot when we return them and get money. So yeah, no, I always like being a Gemini for some reason. You know, we're all prejudiced against our own life and our own dates and stuff. So for me, like June 8th was like, yeah, it was that's the primo date. And 1950, I used to say the number 1956, my birth year, 56 is an interesting number. And of course, whenever you have something in your mind that you want to look to find something out there in the world, you see it. So there was a point in time where, like, every single day I'd point out to Jackie to the point of being obnoxious. Like, there's a 56. There's a 56. I've got a picture on my wall in the hallway here Jackie took when she was in Europe. I think this was in Venice, where she saw a doorway and the address was 56, and it's her pointing to the number 56. But I'd see 56 everywhere. It was the weirdest thing. Try it with your own age, and you'll see in your day, if you're looking for it, it's everywhere. And so I really liked, felt.
This is why I like ketchup. The 57, times 57.
There you go. I just looked up something on my ketchup. There's something very, very important occurred on my actual birthday.
On June 8th, 1956.
Something that's a part of your life on a daily basis. General Electric and Telecron introduced model 7H241, the first snooze alarm. You're welcome, America.
Which explains your entire life. The first snooze alarm released on your birthday?
Looks like it says it here. Yeah, General Electric, Telecron. Never heard of Telecron.
I've never heard of Telecron either.
The snooze alarm. It was called the snooze alarm. It was the first snooze alarm clock. Okay. I know.
Talk about birthdays for a minute, because I've got to find out what happened on mine.
On yours, there was a general sense of malaise around the world. A lot of depression. I think a lot of suicides occurred that day. Here's another, at least this is fun. There's a thing called onthisday.com. So there's all kinds of historical events. What else happened on my birthday? Here's one. A guy named Richard Fitzgibbon Jr. was killed by another USAF airman in Vietnam to become the first American killed in the Vietnam War. Oh, that's a horrible, dubious honor.
That's awful.
Isn't that terrible? Oh my God. Yeah, so I'm talking here to cover up for your
No, it's okay, because none of this working. So
I'm going to do it for you. I'm looking it up in the site. I'm going into 19. Here we go. The date. So you're September 9,
September
11.
8th. September
8th. I'm sorry, 8.
What a friend.
1957. I really don't give a shit about you. Okay. Here we go. What happened on this date? Here we go. Jackie Wilson released the first solo single, Reet Petite.
It was a huge hit. It was a huge hit.
Some stuff about U.S. Women's and men's tennis opens. You're a baby boomer, and your star sign is you're Virgo.
I'm a Virgo.
And the your Chinese zodiac sign, do you know what it is?
Am I the rooster?
You're the rooster. There you go.
Yeah, I was born under the sign of the cock.
Okay. And now we're going to have to put out a version for children now. The expurgated version. I'm the sign of the monkey. So
be careful, because every year on Daryl's birthday, he flings feces at a person walking by his house.
Thank God, at least that one day a year I have an actual excuse for it. So this is funny. When I was a little boy, the next door neighbor at my grandparents' house, a little girl, we knew that she was, I'm talking about, I was like five or less, I guess, somewhere in there. She was younger than me, and she would always approach me. We talk about birthdays, so she said, very matter-of-factly, well, next year when I pass you and I'm older than you, then this, that, and the other thing. And it really got me thinking. I was stymied. I got out my little pen and a pad of paper. I go, how can that happen?
How does that work?
I actually thought she could pass me in age. And needless to say, that's why they kicked me out of university.
Hopefully it worked and she'll die first.
Now for your birthday, what kind of cake do you like to have?
Oh, I love like devil's food cake, dark chocolate cake. But it has to have something like, I love raspberry filling.
Oh yeah,
you know, because the difference in flavors, the richness of the chocolate cake, and that kind of a little bit of sourness of the raspberry.
Right, right.
Such a good combination. I love that. And very importantly, the frosting.
Okay.
Needs to be a buttercream frosting. Wow. I love buttercream frosting. Oh,
you may get a bunch of these on your doorstep because people are listening right now.
You may send them. Absolutely. Go for it.
You don't want anything that I've made. Trust me.
How about you? What's your favorite cake?
As I've gotten older, I like more vanilla frosting than chocolate. Isn't that funny? I love chocolate too, but the vanilla frosted cake versus regular white cake. But I tell you, if somebody really cared about me, they would go ahead and make me a banana cream pie and buy me a whole bunch of Lactaid tablets. Because I love banana cream pie. I haven't had it for a long time. Oh, so good.
Do you like it with like a graham cracker crust?
Oh, please marry me. Yes, I do. Graham cracker crust is good on anything.
It is.
Yeah.
But you know what's even better?
What's
the banana cream. But it's not, it's more of a banana pudding pie, I guess. Is the like crushed Oreo crust. The chocolate cookie crust.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Last night, I got a hankering.
Anytime this starts with last night, I got a hankering, you know Daryl did something incredibly stupid.
I had a coupon for a $1 off of Ben and Jerry's non-dairy. It's the perfect non-dairy. I'm lactose intolerant.
I didn't know they made that.
I didn't either. And I went to the market, Ralph's, and on the case, they had an advertisement, just like the coupon, you know, non-dairy. And I go, oh, that's great. So I looked through the whole freezer case, not a single one. So I got myself a Oreo. That's what made me think of that. Oreo crumble chocolate mint ice cream. And the machine wouldn't take the coupon because it was non-dairy. And so I sat there in a puddle of tears. And the cashier came over who operates, you know, your own checkout thing. She said, here, do you have a coupon for non-dairy? And you couldn't find it. Yeah, I want to eat this right now. So she put it through. And I drove to the store specifically. That's all. I left carrying a little pint of ice cream. And I went home and I ate that thing very slowly.
You ate the entire pint? Did
Daryl. It's 1,100 calories.
Oh my God. Yeah. What is this, Ben and Jerry?
This Ben and Jerry's very, very good. But that's why when Greg and I do these podcasts, we only show ourselves from the shoulders up.
Damn right. Oh my God. It was good. Was that, did you consider that a birthday treat?
Oh, that's a great idea. Yes.
It better be, because having eaten a pint of that, you won't see another birthday.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah, it was good. It was good, I have to admit.
So, do you have plans for your birthday, the actual day? Are you doing anything special for you?
I don't want to come off as pathetic, so I'll say, oh yeah, all kinds of stuff. You know, like, I'm going to walk from here over to there. Actually, this year, it's going to be, things change around because of this baby. Sure. Oh, actually, I take it back. I do have something. My family is apparently taking me out for a dinner. Not on my birthday, but a few days later. So, yeah. So I will be having some time with that.
Well, that is very nice.
Yeah.
Your brother is taking it.
My sister brought the thing up, and she contacted the family and so on. And again, so I, you know, so that'll be nice. Nice dinner.
Oh, very
nice.
On the
8th itself, I will be, I'll be hanging around just reading. And you know what? I'm cool with that, man.
That's a nice way to spend.
It is some alone time.
Yeah. Which in Daryl's life is.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah. Basically, with the way you've equated this, basically every day is my birthday.
It's true. It is true. Yeah, I don't know what I'm planning for my birthday. I mean, we're doing a big vacation prior to my birthday, and that's kind of my birthday gift
to
myself this year.
Oh, with that expense, I'd make it the gift for you for the rest of your life.
Gift, yes. Very, very true. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's very nice. Greg's going to be traveling the world.
Or at least one part of it. One part of it. And I would tell you exactly what the dates are.
Don't.
I want to keep my house filled with the things that we own currently. So we're going to be... A little closed mouthed about that,
but suffice it to say,
it will be sometime between now and my birthday.
Well, now wait a second. I think during your trip there'll be some, all joking aside, podcast dates. So you'll be broadcasting from the ship, no doubt.
Sure.
Pick up the mantle. I'll go ahead. I'll run with it.
You can run with it.
Yeah.
During those 2 weeks. You can do a running monologue, which most of these are anyway.
I've got a Greg hand puppet. I'll fill in.
Oh, please. Yes. Yeah. Because quite honestly, it'll give my butt a rest. He uses me as a hand puppet quite often.
How far into the show are we?
We're almost to the end.
You know,
literally, that will finish it off.
You went pretty long this time. That's pretty good.
I did. I'm pretty impressed by that.
But thank you for singing to me. I appreciate that.
Of course.
And
of course.
But you know what? At the end of the day, money talks.
Give me a suggestion. Literally, give me a suggestion of some place in Buena Park where you would like to go to dinner Sunday night. And not right now, but this is the invitation.
Okay.
And so you tell me where you think would be fun to go, and we will certainly consider that.
I got a question for you, though.
Yes.
Can you bring back Buffalo Bill's Wild West?
I remember
restaurant?
That.
Remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
I think it was on the same block or within a block of Medieval Times.
Medieval Times. Well, I think it's the one that the pirate adventure took over.
Oh, is that still there?
Okay. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. I can't remember if I saw that one or not. Yeah, I will come up with an idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We will not spare you any expense. Of course not.
Yeah. Of course not. But, you know, we've been friends for a long time. And You might as well break me this year.
What I'd like to get for my birthday, though, I like for me to have you buy yourself a brand new computer. I want that. Make it happen.
My computer has been having some problems.
Yeah.
My computer feels like it's Daryl's age. Computer lives don't last as long as human lives, and it's been having some problems. Not that you will ever notice, because we do everything we can to ensure the product we present to you.
Oh my God. We have
excellent.
You should see our quality control department. It's a sweatshop, but these guys are doing the best they can.
But here's my call to action. Here's my call to action. This is how we're ending this up.
Let's hear it.
It's Daryl's birthday. You don't have to spend money. You don't have to even call him. But post something about Daryl's birthday on the website, alljokingaside.com. Let's see what both of you have to say.
when we've asked people to weigh in for topics and stuff, and they had, we can handle that. But now you made it personal.
Now I made it personal.
Yeah, great.
So if you want this to be Daryl's final birthday, don't worry about it.
No guilt. You don't. But if you guys
care, if you care about him living to see 68, let's send him a note.
People are plotting. Oh God, we found a way to go ahead and have this podcast end.
So let's bring this to an end.
Okay.
Happy birthday to all of you, because my guess is if you're listening to this, you probably have a birthday sometime this year.
There you go.
That's my logic. So happy birthday to you. We celebrate you.
Yep.
And that's what the whole birthday thing is about, is celebrating each other. I celebrate you, sir.
Thank you.
To all of the rest of you who don't really care about birthdays, find something you care about. Go out. You know, as Daryl says, be a blessing.
Be a blessing.
Yeah. Which, if someone sneezes, offer a blessing.
Oh, don't denigrate the one nice thing I say.
And above all else, birthday or not, keep smiling.
Keep smiling, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. All joking aside.